With Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell and former candidate Joe Miller in the race, the Republican Senate primary is already being watched closely. Now it's gotten an extra dose of national attention, with former governor and once vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin saying she could be persuaded to run against incumbent Democrat Mark Begich. But while the news made a splash outside, Republicans in the state still haven't heard from her. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Sarah Palin! So good to see you! So wonderful to see you! Let me ask you first, Alaska, don't you just love your freedom?
October 28th, 2010. That was the last time former Governor Sarah Palin really inserted herself into Alaska politics. It was at a rally in Anchorage, and she was endorsing Republican candidate Joe Miller in the Senate race. Now, fast forward 3 years later.
Well, there's been talk you might run for senator in Alaska. Have you considered that at all?
I've considered it because people have requested me considering it.
Palin made those comments on Tuesday during a radio show with her Fox News colleague, Sean Hannity. They come after months of speculation over whether she would be open to the possibility and after a national Tea Party group launched a Draft Sarah effort. Republicans see Mark Begich in a vulnerable spot as a Democrat in a red state, and Palin's fans believe she's a strong contender because of her star power and her ability to raise money. But even though her statement is generating a lot of national buzz, party leadership in Alaska hasn't heard a peep from her. Republican Party Chair Peter Goldberg says there's been no communication between him and Palin. Ever.
I would think that she would want to at least speak briefly to the new head of the Alaska Republican Party, but no, I've never met the lady, never spoken to her. I have seen her once.
That was at a state convention 5 years ago, and his table was about 30 feet from the podium where she was speaking.
That's the closest I've come to Sarah Palin.
Outside of her 2010 endorsement of Joe Miller, who she could potentially face in the primary if she ran, Palin has kept a low profile in Alaska since she stepped down during her term as governor. She made a comment on Alaska's oil tax system on Facebook in 2011, but has otherwise refrained from getting involved in state policies. She's also had limited contact with elected leaders. While Governor Sean Parnell and Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell weren't available to comment, Republican House Rules Chair Craig Johnson says he hasn't communicated with her at all in his leadership capacities, and House Majority Leader Lance Pruitt says he's never met her. Ralph Seekins is the Republican National Committee man, and of all the people I spoke with, he was the one who had seen her most recently. That was back in February of this year, when Palin stopped at a Lincoln Day dinner for the Republican Party when she was in Fairbanks for the Iron Dog Snow Machine race. Seekins doesn't know of any Republicans who have been in touch with her, and he's not aware of any exploratory committee she has in the state.
Maybe she's just trying to pique the interest or see what the response might be.
Seekins says he's not sure if she's seriously considering a run or if she would even run with his party.
You know, so we've heard that she's also said, well, I might be interested in starting another party other than the Republicans. So, you know, some people say, well, would she run as a Republican or something else? There's a lot of just speculation, confusion, and questioning right now.
Palin has previously distanced herself from the establishment wing of the Republican Party, which has come in conflict with those who support the Tea Party movement. Now, no matter what happens, it looks like that party turmoil could spill over into the primary race, whether Palin jumps in or not.
There's a lot of us that kind of wish it was a one clear candidate, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that way.
Mm-hmm. There's one other person who hasn't heard from Palin. Me. She didn't return a request for comment for this story. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.